You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Nick, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks. I know this is a busy time of year in your world, like, so a second only to the Super Bowl is the NBA Cup. And I just, for you to give us a couple seconds is truly, truly amazing. Thank you so much.
What's funny about that, and great to be on with you guys, I was literally just on the call with my producer of You Better You Bet for the 3-hour show today from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And yeah. I actually said to him, and this is going to sound crazy, I think I'm leading my show today with the NBA Cup. And it's not going to be like, we're not going to do like Spurs and Knicks Magic. I think there's a chance, and I'll be really quick on this. I don't think people truly understand right now, especially younger people, and like for the young people that are like, what's he about to say? Let me finish. You'll understand. Like young people who didn't get to see the Jordan Bulls. I think there's a chance that like you're watching them play out like the reincarnation of it right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 24-1. That matches the 73-win Warriors' best start in NBA history, right? Mm-hmm. They beat the Suns last night by 49 and benched everyone in the fourth quarter. They could have won by 60 if they wanted to.
That's true.
I think they're tracking to win 74 games, go 74-8, be the greatest regular season team ever. And I'd like to know how they're losing 4 out of 7 games in a 7-game series. Who are they losing to right now? I think they're going to go back-to-back, and I think that this is a historic basketball team that we're watching, and because of the market size and because the stars like don't kind of put themselves out there the way that some others do, and that's not meant to be an insult or a compliment, just like a statement of fact. I don't think people are really on to this yet, like just how good this team actually is. So I'm actually like very into the NBA Cup, so it's funny you brought that up.
Well, I mean everyone, and we all said, Jeff, do you have a cup party coming up here for the finals?
No, nobody came.
Well, The Cavs aren't in it, like my Knicks are in it, so maybe I'll have a cup
nobody
party.
Nobody invited.
We just don't care. Okay, keep going. Yes, Jeff.
The one thing I wonder about this, do you think the NBA is in the NBA offices? Are they thinking, Nick, why did this have to happen in Oklahoma City?
Well, here's the thing, right? It's going to get worse. They have three potential lottery picks coming up because of trades and Swampert.
They're loaded.
Do people realize this? So they have the Clippers first round pick, right? The Clippers are horrible. As of right now, the Thunder have the third best odds to get the number one pick in the draft. And I'll talk for like 15 seconds about this in case people aren't paying attention to college basketball yet. This could be the best college basketball season of like my lifetime. There are more electric freshmen this year than we've seen in a really long time. And you've got Darren Peterson of Kansas and AJ DeBonsa from BYU, who are both like absolute stud, no-brainer number one overall picks. The Thunder could get one of those guys to add to this already electric young core. So I actually think it's going to get worse for the rest of the league.
I do too, actually. What's it going to get for the Browns in Chicago against a very improved Bears team and a Browns defense that just gave up 31 to the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I do like the Browns a little bit in the game to cover the spread. And it actually has nothing to do with Cleveland. And we could talk about like Shador, we could talk about the Browns. But, you know, I think it's looking at Chicago and the profile of the Bears. It's a team that, you know, coming into the year, I think we all kind of assumed that, you know, Ben Johnson comes over and they have all these offensive weapons and in the passing game and Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick from a year ago. And they're going to be this high-octane passing offense. And that has not been the case. And Ben Johnson even said it after the Eagles game on Black Friday, so leading up to the Packers game last week, that they were winning in spite of the passing game and not because of it. And obviously, look, like we watched the game last week, like the Packers-Bears game was awesome in the late window. And well, I guess Browns-Titans was maybe in the late window. I don't remember when that game was, but in any event, Caleb was great in the second half of that game, but this is still like a team that wants to win by running the ball. And I don't necessarily trust teams like that to cover huge point spreads when what you want to do is line up and pound the rock like 40 times per game. So, like, do I think the Bears will win? Yeah, like, I do think the Bears are likely to win the game on Sunday. They're 7.5-point home favorites. But do I think they're going to win by 10? I'm not so sure about that. So I would actually bet the Browns if I had to bet the game. And just something else to consider, it's going to be like minus 15 degrees with the wind chill on Sunday in Chicago. So I don't know like how high-flying the passing offenses are going to be in this game.
How much – I'm just curious. I don't know if you can see or tell, you know, the how much action goes into a game or on a team. But I wonder how much more action goes into the Browns since they made the change at quarterback.
Well, I think it really, like, everything is kind of dependent on the point spread, right? So, you know, if at this point, I think we can all pretty much say, like, Shedeur Sanders is better than Dylan Gabriel, right, and has higher upside than Dylan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. So if you made the point spread of a game, I'm making this up. If the Browns were 6-point dogs in a game with Dylan Gabriel, then if Shedeur is going to play, the point spread can't be 6. It has to be less than that, right? So, like, the idea of, well, people are more interested now in the Browns with Shedeur, like, the point spreads won't be the same. Like, the point spreads will kind of mirror the fact that Shedeur is better than Dylan Gabriel. So I kind of think, like, these things all kind of even out in the end because people that bet a ton of money, like, know these things, right? Like, everyone knows kind of that Shedeur is, I don't know how good he is, but he's definitely not bad. And I think we kind of get betting markets like that accordingly.
What have you thought of Shedeur so far?
So I want to couch it by saying this, and I think all the things that I've said are really fair about Shedeur. And look, I've been coming on with you guys for a couple of years now. I'm more than willing to admit when I'm wrong. Like, I think I'm right a lot. I'm also wrong a lot. Shedeur has been way better than I expected him to be. Way better. And maybe I should have known that based on how well he played at Colorado. Look, I got pretty spooked by what happened in the pre-draft process. And this is not, like, innuendo. Like, I got told straight out that all the things that were reported actually happened, that Shedeur turned teams off in these meetings and that he's like, I'm going to run the offense, basically, like some of these offensive coaches. And it turned that's why he dropped in the draft, not because people think he's bad, but because people didn't want to deal with him. And then he had that disastrous third preseason game where he got sacked like 8 times in 10 dropbacks. I'm exaggerating a little bit. So, yeah, like I didn't have high expectations for him, but he's dusted those expectations. And, you know, I was talking to a couple people in the NFL media who will remain nameless just because I don't need to say their names, but whatever. People that I think a lot of people will know that are friends of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And we were texting after the game on Sunday, and I was kind of like, man, like, Shedeur was good. Like, and their response was, yeah, but look at the competition. And my read on that is, as someone who's watched football for 35 years, if you throw for 360 yards in an NFL game, like, I kind of don't care who the competition is. Like, you can't be bad and do that. Like, you can't be bad and throw for 360 yards. Now, just because you throw for 360, like, we saw Billy Volek do that, and fantasy football players will remember, when the Titans had that stretch like 20 years ago, when Billy Volek and Drew Bennett, the white wide receiver at the end of the season, like, put up monster numbers at the end of the year, and Volek was never a starting caliber quarterback, but he was a really good backup, right? So just because Shadur did that doesn't mean he's like a hand the keys to the franchise over, right, for 17 games. But I think he has clearly shown that he belongs on an NFL roster, at worst, as a high upside backup quarterback. So my, what I think is really fair commentary on Shador right now, and he's going to start every game the rest of the season. And by the way, remember what I said with you guys prior to the start of the season, where if I had to guess who will make the most starts at quarterback for the Browns this year, yes, I said Shador. Joe Flacco started 4 games. Mm-hmm. Gabriel started 6. If Shador starts the rest of the year, he'll have 7. He will start the most games for the Browns this year. I think at the very least, he has played himself into consideration to compete for the number one job next year. Now, maybe the Browns, and I have no idea, right? Maybe they've identified, I'm making up a name, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana. Maybe they've identified Fernando Mendoza, this is our guy. And they're going to move heaven and hell to get him. And they're going to move up and take their 2 first-round picks and a future one to try and get Fernando Mendoza. Maybe that decision's already happened. But if the Browns decide, like, hey, like, maybe Shadur's good enough that we can build out the rest of the roster, I wouldn't be surprised if that would be the case. And again, we need to see how the rest of the games go here. But he has way overperformed what my expectation for him has been. And the other thing I'll say about Shadur is that he has handled himself to the media with nothing but class. And he gets baited by, and I would do the same thing if I were them, so I'm not criticizing it, right? When Shadur gets asked after the game, what'd you think of the 2-point conversion when you're not on the field at the end? And it would be easy for a young player to be like, I disagree with coach's decision. And he said, look, like, I'm happy to be out there. Whatever coach wants to do is what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know who got to him and, like, gave him this media training. Maybe it was his dad. But he seems like he really gets it now. I'm very impressed by what he's done. And I'll take the L on the things that I said that I didn't think he could play. I was clearly incorrect about that. Hmm.
Your scenario is what I've laid out, too, which is, okay, let's see enough here. And then you go into next season with him as your starter, or on the roster, and you don't have to jump in and get that guy in the first round or something like that. And ultimately, Nick, that's a win for the Browns. And I think people need to understand that. If you found a guy this year, congratulations, because I don't know if anybody thought you would.
Yeah, and I'm not willing to, and people will construe this, because Shadur is such a lightning rod topic, right? People will construe this as me hating. Like, I think I'm being really fair, sincerely. Like, he hasn't shown that yet, that he's like the guy.
No, he hasn't.
Which doesn't mean that he can't be on a roster for 15 years and, like, start in spots and maybe enters. Like, there have been bad quarterbacks. Like, Desmond Ridder entered a season as a starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Like, he's not good. So, like worse quarterbacks have entered seasons as a starter than Shadur Sanders. I don't know if he's there yet where we're willing to say, like, okay, like, this is our guy moving forward, or he's going to compete for the job. But the fact that he's played himself into contention for that to possibly be the case for a 5th-round pick, yeah, I think it's a smashing success. It really is. And just to reiterate, you know, I think something that I said last week, and I love the social media clip that you guys posted, kind of got taken out of context a little bit. I don't think the Browns are a quarterback away from being good. What I think is, in 2027, with another full offseason of building, if you drop that quarterback in, why can't they compete immediately for at least the AFC North? Like, I really feel good about the young building blocks on this team right now. They're not a perfect team. They're not ready to win a Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl. But I think, like, a couple years from now, like, we're on the cusp of the 27 regular season. If they continue to draft the way they have, they can absolutely be a contender in the AFC.
All right, we got 1 minute tonight. Falcons, Bucks. Who do you like?
Yeah, the game sucks. I'll take it. I'll be honest. Like, hey, do you think if Bills Patriots were the Thursday night game, I would lead my show today with the Oklahoma City Thunder? Probably not. Yeah, like lean for me towards Atlanta. I might put a small bet on the Falcons. The bet on Atlanta would have nothing to do with the Falcons themselves, and more that I don't necessarily trust Baker Mayfield and the Bucs right now to win by margin. It is worth noting that Mike Evans is going to play tonight. He's back for Tampa. And Jalen McMillan, who was their third-round receiver last year, who played in college with Michael Penix in Washington, McMillan will be back tonight as well. So this will be the first time that the Bucs have McMillan and Igbuka and Evans and Godwin all on the field together. Now, Evans and McMillan are supposed to be in a limited capacity. We'll see. It's a huge game for the Bucs, because if Tampa loses and Carolina wins, then they're 7-7, both teams, and the Panthers play the Bucs twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. It could potentially steal the division. So we'll see how that goes with the Bucs receivers. I don't trust Tampa right now, so I would take the points with Atlanta. I do like the Emeka Igbuka over receiving yards prop. It's 45.5 right now at BetMGM.
Considering they've lost four out of the last five, too, I don't know why anyone would argue with us. Say goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, wishing everybody Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
And now, here you go. Get ready. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That includes The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin, 2 to 7 p.m. It's live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to that channel for free. And you can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand right now. Do it.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Just had a conversation with Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Had some interesting things to say about Shedeur Sanders. Jeff, what'd you...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What'd you get out of that, what he was saying?
He said the same thing I did, so I liked it.
What a surprise.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
You know, he's giving you an opportunity to think he might be able to be the starting quarterback next year, but he's not absolutely convinced. I couldn't agree more.
What does he need to do to convince people, though? Play it
for a while, Andy.
Well,
Cody Kessler rocked it for the first three starts of his career. We went over that yesterday. Cody rocked it. Wonder who he's rocking for now.
DeShone Kizer?
Just the ability, Andy. Ability. And ended up getting in his way. Guys can, you know, guys have been able to step in and play quarterback at a decent level in the league. Kelly Holcomb did. But Kelly wasn't anybody's idea of a starting quarterback. Neither was Cody Kessler, as it turned out. And he just needs to keep going. I mean, he's off to a fine start. Just keep it going. And I hope he puts himself in position where this team thinks it doesn't have to reach for a quarterback next year. That's my fear, that because they have two first-round picks now, they reach for a quarterback.
I'm wondering if folks can lean into the thought of him just being the starting quarterback next year and make life easy. Can they just lean into it and go, yep, Shador's a starter next year. I can live with that. We're good. Let's go draft some. Actually, let's see how this thing plays out at the end of the year. Let's see what kind of a draft pick we have. If we're super high and someone's looking for our pick, let's split it like we did last year. End up with two first-round picks. Could end up with what you've already got two for this year. Maybe you drop back and pick up another first-round pick. Or you pick up another. I mean, you could end up with three. Do you know how quick you could change this franchise's fate moving forward with maybe three first-round picks this year and two the next? First of all, you could rebuild the offensive line with no questions asked. You'd be young, but you could do that. You could bring in free agents. You could upgrade the wide receiving room, which they desperately need. There are other things they'd be able to do. The more you think about it, you should be rooting for Shador Sanders to take this job and own it moving forward. It just makes life too easy. Elton is in Garfield. Hi, Elton. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing this morning?
Good, good, good.
Hello, Elton.
We have the answer in Sanders. We do. Get a kid some time.
Sure.
I hate when I hear these so-called professionals and sports writers come in and say, oh, he was a fifth-round pick. When he was at college, he was a top-five pick. He was supposed to go one or two in a draft. Then he failed. But that's the first thing people want to scream is, he's a top-five, he's a fifth-round pick, he doesn't do this. His only knock in college was holding on to the ball. That was it. It wasn't reading defense. It wasn't arm strength. But then every morning we get on the radio, we hear the same thing again. Oh, we're not convinced. What else more do y'all need to see? I'm seeing nothing but consistency. I see two games we could have won. We should have won three in a row. We should have beat San Francisco. We should have won Sunday.
Elton, what did you think of Cody Kessler when he came into the league and what he played like when he started here?
I heard when you made that comment. You must wear glasses, because Cody Kessler didn't look good those three starts ever. Cody Kessler never looked good.
Elton?
He never.
I didn't say he did, did I? What I said was, if you listened to the show yesterday, he put up some serious numbers. My only point is this. Gosh, I hope Shador is the answer. I really do, and I really like what I've seen, especially in the last game. But we have to watch this and see what's going on. I hope he ends up being the guy. And I'm not pounding the drum for Cody Kessler. What I'm saying is three games is not much of a sample size. So let's hope it turns out to be right on the money.
Kessler or Sanders?
I'm sorry?
Kessler or Sanders looked better in college. Who looked better, Kessler or Sanders?
Oh, they were both pretty good, actually.
No, who looked better at college, Sanders or Kessler? You can't tell me Kessler looked good in college.
who was Kessler's best wide receiver in college? That's my question. Like, we know that Shador had an unbelievable wide receiver. God, that's my
question. Shador had a really nice last year at Colorado, no question.
Hey, Elton, you want to change the narrative? Let's change the narrative. He's the Browns starting quarterback. It doesn't matter where he was picked, bro, does it? Right?
Say it one more time.
Let's change the narrative. The narrative is no longer where was he drafted. Today, as we walk into this game against the Bears this weekend, he is the Browns' starting quarterback. It doesn't matter where he was drafted.
That's true.
That's all that matters now.
Yeah, and if he wins, that's what the narrative will be moving forward, and we can stop arguing about
what the media
thought. I mean, the harder part is what the league thought, Elton. Like, at some point, again, I'm like, I think the thing that bothers me is every team in the NFL passed on him. Every team, multiple times. And the Browns are the team that decided to pick him. Like, the Browns don't get credit for that. They just get, you know, because of the way things have played out here, they get ripped left and right. Why is no one ripping every team in the NFL other than the Browns for not selecting him? That's the other point to this story. Like, I don't hear anybody ripping other teams. Oh, why didn't Tampa Bay take him? Why didn't I can go through a million. I can go through all the teams. Why didn't they take him? And yet the Browns are at fault for taking him? Get him out of Cleveland. This isn't the right place. Well, why didn't the other teams take him? This drives me nuts. But you know what? I'm done with it. You know what I am saying? Shedeur Sanders is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. That is a fact. And it doesn't matter where he was selected. Jim is in Concord. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, you probably don't remember because you get tons of calls, but I've been on the Shedeur Sanders train for a couple years. And I'm telling you, he will be the quarterback for the Browns for the next 10, 15 years. And it's not going to be straight uphill. He's a rookie. He's learning. And I think the story of him being a fifth-round pick is going to make it even better. So fasten your seatbelt and get on the Shedeur train because it's leaving the terminal this year, and we're going to see good things from him for the next several years. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, I don't know if everyone remembers, Jim, one of the original people that came on the air and said, get on the train. I don't remember that to you, Jim.
I don't remember the train. I didn't know we had a train.
We do, yeah.
Huh.
Come on, ride the train.
Okay.
Electric.
By the way, Elton, for your entertainment, Cody Kessler in his last 2 years of college and Shedeur in his 2 years at Colorado, 64 yards difference in passing, edge to Shedeur, 4 more touchdowns, edge to Kessler, 1 fewer interception, Kessler. So they were both really pretty good. See, can we just do this, Andy? I've said this all week. Can we forget all the crap that has led up to this and live in the day? The starting quarterback of the Browns is Shedeur Sanders. End of story. You can think that he was, that they poo-pooed on him, whatever you want to think. He's the starting quarterback of the Browns. And if he goes out and plays well, he's going to be next year. And I hope he is.
But what's it going to take to get everyone there?
But it's been three starts. So you drafted a guy, and Kessler's just the guy that I mentioned because of the little exercise we did yesterday. He was really good in college, just like Shedeur. And he flamed out after three seasons in the NFL.
I don't know. I know there was a guy that was an MVP in 1980 that was drafted in the 13th round. So every team passed on him at least 12 times. Remember him? Brian Sipe?
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I'm at the point now where I'm just like, can we just accept the fact that he's a starting quarterback?
I mean, are you looking for benchmarks? Because I can give you benchmarks. Give me 250 to 300 yards, throw more touchdowns than interceptions. Run an offense that looks like a functional NFL offense. You give me that for 7 games, I'm in.
The problem is the variables are going to, if it doesn't work, people are going to look at the variables and say, what'd you ask for? How many games at 250 plus?
Give me somewhere between 250 yards to 300, run a functional NFL offense, more touchdowns than interceptions over this 7-game run that we're in the middle of. If he can pull that off, I'm in. And even if we got a game or two that's at 200 yards, but more touchdowns than interceptions, I feel good. Let's go.
Are you cutting him any
time, and I'm going to use it.
Are you cutting him any slack? One, because he's a rookie, and I think we should.
Yes.
And two, you're looking at your ninth different setup for your offensive line.
Oh, the offensive line's a mess. I mean, we can't deny that. It's been a mess the whole season. It's just, that's what I'm looking for. You said it. If you want benchmarks, that's where the benchmarks are. More than anything else, run a functional NFL offense. That is 1-1 starred, highlighted, and bolded. And so far, he has run a functional NFL offense against the Raiders and against the Titans.
49ers, so you're on your way. Shaky. You're on your way. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
49ers was a little shaky. I think we can all say that with good faith.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see what he does with Dennis Allen and whatever game plan he has there, if he can dissect it and throw it and tear it apart, it's more evidence in the category that you're not looking for a quarterback, can build the offensive line, can build the wide receiver group, and feel good about it going into next season.
Do you have a benchmark then, Jeff, or no?
Nope.
I don't. I just want to see him
play. Just want to see him play.
I don't know that he necessarily has to get more than the fact that he got over 200 yards is great, because Gabriel couldn't get there. For a kid that, or a guy that had 200 yards every game his last year of college at Oregon, he couldn't. He struggled to get anywhere near there.
Well, you can also could also make the argument that maybe they didn't let him, which is the argument we were making in Shador's first couple of starts.
All right,
to turn him loose, and they did.
There's a yak issue there, too.
So drop it to 200? Okay, I'm in. 200 to 250. That feels good. That feels like a functional, watchable NFL offense that can compete across the league.
The other part here is the yards after the catch. Like, if you can get the ball to Fannin, I feel like you're getting 5 to 6 yards every time he catches that ball after the fact. And that pads that number. And so I think you have to watch it with a close eye. We'll continue on with this conversation a little bit. I also want to get into what's going on at Michigan, which is I'll get into what
is awful.
Yeah, what we actually know. Let's talk in fact and some other college football stuff too. Paul Hoynes, he's headed to Cooperstown. He's going to join us at noon. Andrew Siciliano at 1.
As always, you can listen to our show, all the local shows we have here on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. I know we just got the latest on what's going on with the Michigan story, and Sharon Moore. We'll talk about that in a second. I just want to take a more phone calls here to kind of wrap up our conversation about Shador Sanders and some of the things that we've been talking about this morning. Everything from our conversation with Nick Costos to Albert Breer's mailbag that he had today that we were talking about on SI. So, Jeff, let me grab a couple phone calls here real quick, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. Cool Ray, what's up, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas to you and your
Merry
family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So, question is this. Like, I think Shador Sanders is the quarterback of the future, but if he's not, so my thing is this. I don't understand the Browns' dilemma. Like, under Stefanski, he's had 11 quarterbacks, but the Browns' organization has, 49 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks? Am I right?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's ridiculous. So it might be 40. So I don't know why I thought it was 46, but I could be wrong. Keep going.
So my question is, we can honestly say, what is the Browns waiting for somebody to create? A robot? Like, you've had multiple chances to get this right. So even if Shador in his next 7 games proves that he's the quarterback.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Doesn't that put the Browns in a situation to where they you still now, what are you going to do with Watson?
What are they going to do with it? It's 42, by the way.
Wouldn't that put the Browns in a dilemma? Because you're not going to sit a $42 million man on the bench, even if you got Shador proving that he's your starter, you're not going to want him to sit the bench and expect him to sit the bench.
Corey, I wonder what would happen if Deshaun's back healthy, they deem him a viable option, and Shador plays well. I wonder if they actually go into next year and have a legit competition. Because it turns out, I don't think this year's competition was legit.
But do they need, if he wins the job, here's my, and Corey, you can answer this too. If he just wins the job, why do they have to have a competition? We've seen what's happened in San Francisco. We know
wouldn't that be the same cluster that we just went through? Where you got a $42 million quarterback sitting on your bench that nobody's going to pick up.
Yeah.
And then you got a young stud who's already won it. And you got, and if you, even if you're trying to go get, I don't think Mendoza is going to be good enough to be a franchise quarterback. But if he get picked number one, he's going to have the leeway to fail like everybody else gets the leeway to fail at the number one pick. Yep. So my thing is, if Shador proves himself, we're going to be in the same situation that we were just in this year, because you got $42 million sitting on the bench or expected to start, and you got a young guy who's earned the right to start.
One thing, Cool Ray, that might work, it's just one more year of Deshaun's contract. You know, they might just bite the bullet for a year and let him sit.
Could happen. I mean, you said we've gone through every kind of scenario. Why wouldn't that be? I agree. I've said since day one, if I was writing those checks, I would be looking for return on investment. But if it was so clear that Sanders is out there and can help you win every week, then you just do it. You just stay with Sanders and go forward with it. And Watson sits it out. He sits on the sidelines. I don't know how else you can look at that. But then we've also talked about, you know, it. When is the right time to let Watson go? The more I hear Watson's on the roster next year. It's just he's here because of the financial ramifications against it. Let's go to Paul, who's in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You are. Hi, what's going on, man?
All right, I'm calling because, like, Shador Sanders is, to me, is the Caitlin Clark of NFL for right now.
Hmm.
Where no matter what happens, it's polarizing on either side. What the question is happening right now in the Cleveland media, it's not happening about Jackson Dart in New York. It's not happening in New Orleans with Tyler. I say that because if you watched Sanders in college, there was not a question about whether he was an NFL talent or he was a top talent and if in college ready. The problem was when people started spinning a narrative about him was when the fans got upset. It's when the fans started coming at the media back and forth.
Sure.
In reality, he should be able to be a quarterback who's allowed to grow. And what's happening now is Dylan Gabriel was never really a top draft pick, but he's been put in a position as well to fail because he would never be able to play in Cleveland with Sanders there. So what they've done now is sabotage. If I'm a Cleveland fan, I would be upset because, honestly, Sanders should have always been.
Wait! Shouldn't every team in the NFL be upset? Every one of them passed on him multiple times. Aren't you mad at every other team at the NFL too?
100%. If I'm a Raiders fan, I'm pissed.
Okay.
If I'm a Raiders fan, I'm pissed. if I guess just the Raiders and maybe Miami.
All right, that's fair.
For the most part. But I mean, I'm just trying to level set what's going on right now is the fact that it was never in question whether or not Sanders was more talented than Dylan Gabriel.
But the problem is it's not the media that did that.
And in whose mind?
Yeah, the NFL is the one that put it in question. All these other teams that you just said you were mad at, they're the ones I mean, it was the media saying he should be a top pick. Right?
We agree. But in my opinion, just looking at it, the Cleveland fans should be upset because if you're a Browns fan, as terrible as the AFC North is, if he'd have done what he'd done at the beginning of the year, maybe the third game, you guys would have won at least two more games.
But Paul, let me just, as a Cleveland fan, and I think I can speak for a lot of Cleveland fans, there are a lot of Cleveland fans that think that special teams have blown three or four games this season. It didn't matter what was happening on the offense or the defense. But at least this is where I think we should be, and this is where I am. I don't know where anybody else is, and you tell me where you are, Paul. He is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't matter how many wins he has. It's his job to keep and maintain for years to come. That's where I want us to be.
You are correct. I would say with one caveat is that you still have four media members that are still downplaying his talent, saying he has to prove.
Who cares, man? Who cares? Seriously. I mean, if you like him and he's your quarterback, I'm a member of the media. I don't care what the majority of the media says. I don't know. Maybe just because Jeff and I know all these guys.
You might be a mature individual, but that's not what happens in today's society.
No, I hear you. Paul, can you do me a huge favor? I'm going to give you my home number. Will you tell my wife that I'm mature? Because she just like, man, she's not buying that.
I love you guys.
Hey,
too, man. You guys,
appreciate you taking the time to listen on the Odyssey app and call us. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. He's our starting quarterback. Can we just move forward?
Yep.
I'm tired of all these stories behind the scenes. I am. And
I'm tired of everything that happened in the past. Well, he should have started earlier. He should have been drafted. Okay, who cares? He's the starting quarterback of the Browns right now.
Right.
End of story.
Let's
see how it goes moving forward. And just like every other quarterback in the NFL who is a young person and trying to get somewhere, if they don't do the job, they'll be replaced. And if he does the job, they will use him.
Not everyone has an agenda for what's going on. My agenda is to see the team I grew up win games on Sunday. And sit here and not have to be in misery watching everybody else's teams play in the playoffs.
Does the guy wear an orange helmet, Andy?
Yes. Sometimes white, though.
Let's root for him.
We have a different. We do have the alternative helmet now.
Yeah. If you want to be the Miami Hurricanes for a week, we can wear those white ones.
Paul Hoynes coming up here at noon. I do want to spend a moment just talking about this for a second, what's going on in Michigan. It is, I understand that, like, in the beginning, people would be like, oh, Michigan fired their coach, but the more you start reading into the story, and by the way, we don't have all the facts. I don't know where we're at on this thing. And, you know, I'm reading the Detroit Free Press right now and just saying, you know, the University of Michigan said they found evidence that Moore had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. And that's kind of where we are. It doesn't sound like anything's happening today. If you're listening to Jeff Thomas's updates, he is in jail. And he's being held for an assault.
Not being charged at this time.
He's being held for an assault investigation, which, as most people know, that you can hold anybody in jail for 24 hours if you have an accusation. So, but my question then just kind of becomes more about, there's nothing funny about the story. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of the stuff. And people are like, I was getting jokes on my, I was like, guys, if you are starting to dig a little bit, and whether it's true or not, that's the thing. We don't know what's true, and we don't know what's not true. And in a situation like this, I'm the first to kind of laugh at Ohio State and Michigan jokes and stuff like that. It seems to me on this story that there's truthfully nothing funny about it. Zero. Zilch. And so, you know, Jeff and I are kind of sitting here just kind of wondering, you know, where is our place, me and you? I don't care about anybody else. I just said I don't care what half the media says, 90% of the media, what they have to say. It is one of the most prestigious jobs in all of sports.
I think it's one of the few college football jobs where if you get that job, you're not ever looking for another job.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
If you're successful.
Yeah. If it's up to you, you have no reason to look for another job. That's a great job. It's a great university. Leave all the rivalry stuff out. It's a great university, and it's a great gig. And I throw it out there with, you know, schools like Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame. I mean, those are primo places to work if you're a college football coach. And it's a shame what's happened. You don't want to see any guy's life get ruined, and it sure feels that way.
So anyway, so Jeff and I mean, we're on top of it. We see what's going on here. Jeff Thomas has done an amazing job giving us updates on what the story is and what the situation is. But if you're looking for jokes about that and you're looking for stuff like that, you're in the wrong place. And Jeff and I'll tell you that straight out. All right, let's talk about something a little bit better when we come back. Paul Hoynes, super friend of the show since day one, got the good news that he will be a part of Cooperstown. Is that the right way to put it, Jeff?
I guess it is.
He will be a part of Cooperstown. So we will talk to the legend, Paul Hoynes, Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer, next, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.